But you know what the coolest thing that Jesus ever did? You know the story about where he's at the wedding, you know, and they run out of wine, and Jesus turns the water into wine? That's cool, you know? That'd be great. I mean, you know, if you liked wine. Otherwise, it would kind of suck, you know? Out in the desert, middle of the day, trying to quench your thirst, you know, take a big old, oh, jeez. Who did this? Was it Jesus? Yeah, we'll turn it back, all right? I got kids here. It's 103 degrees, you know? Maybe we all don't want to get a buzz on right now. Yeah. But what a hassle for Jesus, though. I mean, that's why he had so many followers. You know, they were all severe alcoholics. They were willing to follow him, just running around going, Jesus, pond. Pond, Jesus. Jesus, pond. Do the... Come on. Ah. And what a bummer for him. You know, he's up at night trying to write his diary or whatever he does, you know, and he's in his tent and people are, like, partying in the next tent. He's just being hassled by those guys, you know, coming in going, hey, Jesus, sorry to disturb. Just... One thing, I'm hanging out with Matthew and Luke, we have done run out of wine. So, if you could get to it, you know, on your own time there, just do your little dick-a-dick-a-doo. And fill that bad boy up, and so we can... and also, one more thing, I don't know if you can do this or not, but I was just wondering... I got this sage. I don't know. Okay. If you can. All right.